This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Friday, November 1st. India is heating up after ETFs that focus on the country saw investors sell off their shares earlier this year. India's benchmark index soared to a record today. Foreign investors have been stepping up their purchases of stocks in India as corporate earnings come in stronger than analysts anticipated. Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas says exchange-traded funds that focus on India rose 10 to 11% in October, while ETFs which focus on the other BRIC countries rose 2 to 3%. Balchunas says in addition to earnings, there's another reason why investors are becoming more interested in India.
The real impetus behind this is they have a new Reserve Bank chairman who is very liberal. He's educated in the U.S. He used to work at the IMF. So investors are looking for his policy that will help put a damper on inflation and help India retain more foreign investments as well.
Balchunas says the biggest ETF that tracks India just passed the $1 billion mark in assets. It's a WisdomTree India Earnings ETF ticker EPI. It tracks 170 stocks in India and has an expense ratio of 84 basis points. He also suggests checking out the iShares India ETF ticker INDA.
This one is the fastest growing. It's taken in the most flows. Two reasons. One, it's the cheapest. It's 67 basis points of an expense ratio, which would be high anywhere else, but in the India category, that's the lowest. In addition, it tracks an MSCI index. So this, believe it or not, was the first just plain MSCI country India ETF that a lot of people like to benchmark to. So MSCI's got a big following. So between those two things, this has taken in $400 million year to date. And then a little bit of a wild card option is the EG Shares India Small Cap. I pick EG Shares. There's a few small caps out there, but EG Shares, Emerging Global is their name. They are an expert in emerging markets. That's all they do. So sometimes when you look at the wildcard option in emerging market space, you tend to maybe consider them because they live, eat, and breathe emerging markets.
The EG Shares India Small Cap ETF trades under the symbol SCIN and has exposure to 76 of India's small cap equities. It gained 11.3% in October. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's the Bloomberg ETF Report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.